Simin Shinchov Gimel, Sif Aleph is in Gimel, is the lachas of measuring on Shabbos. Lacha is that it's also to measure on Shabbos because of Uvdin Nechol, Derech Mechira, Mekafu Memkar, and Memela, there's an Isser. However, there are exclusions to this halacha, the practical application of the halacha. An exclusion to halacha, one of the exclusions to halacha is, if it's a Torah mitzvah, b'meila, to measure out for a chedesh misakona, to measure out for a child, whereas it's in a chedesh misakona, the place can point out that if you're able to do it without measuring bidiyuk, that's even better. Not such a tzarech, sometimes if it's medicine, then it should be bidiyuk, but if it doesn't have to be, if it's food, kedemet, it doesn't have to be bidiyuk, that's even better. There's also another heter which is brought down over here in the Prima Gadim called the Minekes, which is, if that's the kli that you use to scoop it out, to move it, it's a pump actually, and that's the, it's like a, somebody wanted, your mom wanted something this morning, it's like a Materna scoop, that's what you're using as the spoon to take it out, so then it doesn't look like you're also using it for a shamsh or something else, then that would be mutter, though many of the Paisim say that you shouldn't use it. He wasn't sure why that is. It's a kli which is miyuchad for medida, but you're also using it in an oifen. I think the reason is because if you look at the Prima Gadim, Mashmoy says that stuff if you don't have another kli. That's the only kli that they have. But it's also mutter to say that you'll give a kli which is a measuring cup and ask him to fill it up and take it home. Now the reason why that's mutter, it's not so simple. The reason why it's mutter is because sometimes people use measuring cups for other things to drink. Bizmanenu, no one uses a measuring cup to drink. And especially what? I need to be negative on what I said. People do, and therefore what? Maybe, but certainly not for ishtamshas of drinking. The reason is because we look at it as maisha of ishtamshas. The ashkes b'pnim yuchel l'mido. The regular type of... We're going to have a regular in the morning. It's not nicker. Okay, people still do use it. Then you would have that kula. Also, if you say, fill up this kli for me, even if it is miyuchel, and you don't mention... That is mutter, sorry. The... Fill up a syringe to a specific... Yes, l'chor, if you're not medactic on how you're doing, you're just opening it, so then that's enough. That's the mission. The Ramah says, Yesh makilin lomer, the kol she'enu mechavan l'mido l'gamri, sh'mayit ha'maisif, ma'at shori. V'chein ha'minik pashut. What?
That's not a specific amount.
That's certainly not a specific amount. It's not a problem. Certainly, l'chor. That's the way that you have to do it. So it's lavdafk is a nicker. That's the way to get it out. L'chor. It's v'tzarech v'r'chor l'shim v'zakon. It's mother. The Ramah brings down a minig over here that they used to put in a tabas. They would take a cup that was a measuring cup and they would stick in a tabas and it would take up 1/50th of the 1/1,000,000th of the cup. Whatever it is, 1/1,000th of the cup. So it's not bidyuk. Because once it's not bidyuk, it's not considered measuring. And he says that's the kenaminik pashut, that's what everybody does. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Taz is really not happy. The Aruch HaShulchan says, lo ra'inu, that people are knowing like that. That that's considered you're not measuring because it's not bidyuk. Says rather, the way to do it is, the way that we see the minik is, lo ra'inu noyagim kain, el the minik is, you give him a cup, and you'll measure the cup after Shabbos. You tell him, I'll measure the cup after Shabbos. Even though it's nicker from what you're saying that I'll measure the cup after Shabbos, mutter lemechaver malik lizeh lemachar nimderesai, and as long as you're not mentioning amount of money, you're not telling him that you're going to pay him, that is fine. Rishlomo Zalman is mistapik with regard to counting the balatot. Can you count the balatot on your floor to know how big the room is? So if you're doing it because you're in the bathroom, there's nothing else for you to do, that's not a problem. It's only when you're doing it for the Tzarek Medida, because you want to know, Taki, how big is your room? Because you're looking at the nearest to Kedemen, then there's what to talk about. He's Mustafik, whether or not that has a Din of Medida, maybe it's not a Din of Medida. The other Nakuda that's mentioned over here is, L'chor, to use just a teaspoon, which is not a specific amount, especially a regular standard teaspoon. There is no standard teaspoon. I have two sets just for plashing. Forget my milk set. And they're totally different, the teaspoons. One teaspoon is like a tablespoon compared to the other teaspoon. So it's not meduyak b'chlal, and therefore L'chor wouldn't be a problem unless you know specifically how much it is. It's mamish exact same thing, and you're using it. L'chor, then it might be a problem. So the Rosh Hashanah wants to say, if you know exactly how much it is, that might consider it a mitzvah. But if it says a teaspoon, you're using a teaspoon is not a specific amount, l'chura, that should be okay. Now, one other halacha, and that is the place we talk about, measuring your water. Is there a problem to measure water? Every time that you turn on your water, your meter goes on, and it starts counting your water, and it tells you how much water you use. So, Paiskim? They say that it is.
It doesn't.
So, the Paiskim say that, Lachura, you're not, that's not where you're being Isaac in. The only problem is of the Dechol, and you're just turning on the water. We don't look at that as Maisav of the Dechol, subsecretia, which that is happening. Also, it could be that it only measures a certain amount of water. It only registers when a certain amount of water is used. They talk about different. Now they talk about the digital ones. Now that's always. That's even maybe worse. I do remember one thing. The mice of the price game seem to be moderate, especially you don't know what you're doing, and it's if it's set up that way, maybe it's not needed as a grandma. Many of the price game are moderate. I do remember one thing that I was speaking to Rosham Zalman's son, Mayor Simharabach Shlita, in Beitar, and I was asking him about his father and kulas and other things, and he started talking about chumras and kulas, and he says, bachlal, people are being machmer nowadays, like the digital meters on the water, there's no looking to be machmer, and that was the way that he went, and that's how many places go. Piskachuvah brings down kama tsirufim to be meiko from the way the place can be. He says, you always have to don, maybe they're going to change the meters, but the way that they have them now, kama tsirufim to be meiko, that he wouldn't have to be worried about such a thing.